It is now 8 minutes before 4 o'clock. We're in conversation next with the Education Department spokesperson in Mpumalanga, Gerald Sambo, as we look into this story where learners at Hluvukani Primary School in Bushbuckridge in Mpumalanga said to have not attended classes since March because the school has only 7 mobile classrooms following the burning of several classrooms at the school early this year. The learners are said to be coming to school every day just to play. Parents have raised concerns regarding what would happen to the children at the end of the academic year. Gerald, good afternoon and thank you so much for making time for us. So what's happening here?
Good afternoon and good afternoon to all the listeners of SAFM. Yes, indeed, it is a very, sad, situation in the area because the department at the time only realized that they require, to be built, a new school. We have, used our calculations with the department to say, will it be feasible for us to build a new school? And we realized that because there is another school called Nkulungwane, next to closer to the school, that has got also a low enrollment at Hluvukani. And we went to the community and said, we want to merge the two schools so that we build one school that will accommodate all the learners, because it will not be financially sound for us to build a school that has got a very low low enrollment. Meanwhile, we can make the two schools and build them, in a better school. So what they've indicated to us, they said, no, they want us to build a new school for them. And we said, your enrollment is very low. So for the two schools, I think the enrollment is about 400 and something learners. And we said, no, but it will not be financially sound because there's a school close by. We want to merge the two schools and build one school that will accommodate all the learners. But while we're in communication with the community, we felt that let us transfer mobiles, relocate mobiles from another school to the school to alleviate the issue of infrastructure challenges while we're still, in discussions with the community to build a new school. While we're in the process, the community decided to ban, the mobile classes that the department had actually, sent, even some of the classrooms. And we felt on our side that we will not have money to replace, the mobile classes that the community has banned. And we have directed them to say there are two schools, there's Nkulungwane and Matsavane Primary School, that can accommodate these learners. Can you kindly register your children in the nearby school so that they do not miss out on teaching and learning time while we look at the permanent solution for the community? However, the community decided that since we decided that they must move their learners to Nkulungwane, it means we're actually pushing for the merge, and they said, no, we will not allow our children to be registered at Nkulungwane. And currently, we only have 14 learners who were actually registered, in the two schools. And we're calling upon the community to say, parents, let us register these learners so that they continue with learning and teaching time. Unfortunately, we have received resistance from the parents when we wanted to actually come up with a permanent solution that will assist the community to have a proper school that will accommodate the learners and make sure that they learn in conditions that are conducive for learning and teaching. And we're still ready as a department to say, let us come back and sit down. Let's discuss all the issues. But at the end of the day, it will not be financially sound for the department to go and build a school for learners who are actually about 200, in numbers. That will not, be financially sound. It will actually, spending. Yep. Government funds, not in a way that we're supposed to. Because when we communicated with the community, we were saying, yes, we acknowledge that, but because there's a school close by that has got a low enrollment, we want to merge the two schools and build one school that will actually accommodate the learners, from the community.
So how far is that school?
It's not so far because...
How many kilometers between the village and that
require,
school?
It's probably less than 5 kilometers because they'll not even require scholar transport to attend to the school.
Wait. Gerald, did you just say that it's 5 kilometers away?
It might not be more than that, because what you also indicated to the parents is that initially, if there are learners who will require scholar transport from that school, then we'll have to apply through our processes, because remember, it's Public Works that is responsible to managing our transport. And Public Works would say, they will receive an application from the school through the Senate office to the Department of Education, where we now send an application for a route. But we cannot do that at the moment because these learners are not registered. And if really there are learners who might be staying far away from the schools that we are actually proposing as a department, we can now sit down and say, let's apply a route that will actually assist these learners to be transported through the school transport system. But since these learners are sitting at home, it will be difficult to determine as to are there learners who may have been coming from far who may not be able to attend. You know,
but
to
then are you telling me that none of the parents, like the community, is so resolute and in solidarity that they will not take their children to the other school that the department is suggesting? So there's not even one parent who's willing to do that?
No, I think when I was actually, you know, I indicated that there is about 14 learners, only 14 learners who were registered in the schools that we have proposed as a department.
And how do those learners get to the school?
You know, they get to school, you know, there's various means, you know, of getting to school. You know, they walk to school.
Because 5 kilometers or less than five kilometers.
Like I'm indicating is that according to our scholar transport policy, for as long, and these are not norms and standards that was prescribed by the province, but it's national, as long as the distance is not more than 5 kilometers, then we'll not provide scholar transport. But if the distance is more than 5 kilometers, then we'll provide scholar transport. And with the 14 that are currently registered in the two schools, we have not yet received an application for a scholar transport, so that we send the colleagues from Rosen Transport to go and verify as to whether these learners qualify to receive scholar transport. And as and when we receive an application for a scholar transport, we are able to make sure that we provide the scholar transport for the learners. And unfortunately, these are norms, are not the norms and standards that were prescribed by the Department of Education. These are the norms and standards that were prescribed nationally to say for learners to qualify for a scholar transport, they need to be walking more than 5 kilometers to school. And if you look at the radius within our locations, you know, in the country, in most instances, you will not find a learner will be walking more, unless if it's a school of choice where learners will decide that I don't want to be in this school, I want to be in that school. Then that's where they will walk or take an alternative transport to the particular school, because we regard those as a school of choice. Because if learners will pass a school close by and go to another school, that becomes a prerogative of the learner and the parent to say, I prefer that particular school. And in this instance, as a department, let us put it up front that we are concerned that these learners are not going to school. And
But though, Gerald, I think maybe your conversation needs to be had as well, and understand that you say that from a national level, it is said that if the school is within 5 kilometer radius, then you don't provide public transport or scholar transport. But 5 kilometers, even 4.5 kilometers for that matter, that's a long distance for children, primary school children, to walk and be bettered by the weather as well. And that's probably one of the reasons, again, that you find that children are leaving rural areas and coming to townships, because at least at the townships, you know that the school isn't that far compared to having to walk, well, 4.5 kilometers, and then still have to go and do your homework and still be expected to pass. And when you tell people that the playing field is not level, they say, but we all get the same education. It's a minute after 4 o'clock, time for the news.